And go.
Testing 1, 2, 3. The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Much better.
Fuck Daytona, dude. The fuck.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead and do your intro, Chris. Right.
Welcome to the Funny Style Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Robinson. This is a depressed episode of the Funny Style Podcast. We are leaving our contest in New Smyrna Beach, where we lost 4-5 to Daytona Beach.
In game 7.
Small bullshit.
First thing you need to know is Melbourne is a humble group, okay? But we're going to keep it real and shit. So, yeah, all right. I don't know who's starting off first. Y'all go ahead.
Well, to be quite honest, as far as I'm concerned, I'm the captain of the team, and it was 4-4 when I went up and I lost, so it's my fault.
Correction. Yeah. You were captain of the team. I'm captain.
I am the captain now. Do it, do it, Gene.
Oh shit!
I don't know what's wrong with y'all, man. I did my job. I don't know the fuck.
Yeah, hey, you.
I had to work. I had to work for that win,
just
man.
Just like a win against Barney Fife, man.
None of y'all went up against Sarah Glocklin, dude. I fucking
guitar. I ain't gonna lie to you. I didn't even want to listen to that bitch. But,
yeah, dude.
But to be honest, you had it, and then you lost faith.
I know.
In yourself, man.
I know. I should have got the fucking guitar.
You should have at least brought the harmonica, man.
I fucked up.
Yeah, dude.
But, I still feel it was a neutral ground. This was not at all. It wasn't hollow ground. Nigga. If we was fucking Highlanders, we wouldn't be able to fight over that.
I think tonight mainly came down to styles.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the fact that Sareth beat Brian. And then the fact that Kevin beat me. It's like, okay, this is they like the dirty, weird shit.
Yeah.
And, like, I honestly think it boils down to kind of what Adam was talking about at the beginning. Like, in Melbourne, we're kind of raising comics that are going to have careers. And it doesn't, if you walk into a place that has more of a style where it's like dick jokes and cum jokes, yeah, the comics that kind of wallow in that will do better.
Well, it's barroom comedy versus club comedy.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
But we lost in a club.
Yeah. but that was a bar audience. That
yeah.
Like a comedy club audience.
Are you guys able to turn the AC down a little bit? It's just kind of loud. I don't know if that'll help.
This nigga just cold.
No, you don't have to. It's just the difference is going to help the audio. Yeah, yeah.
I feel conflicted because, like, I'm happy with what I did. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't feel like I had a bad set. I felt like it went well.
Yeah.
But Sareth, like, had a really good set tonight.
Dude.
People on the way out were saying
Sareth
he was their favorite comic of the night.
Yeah, oh Sareth did so good.
Yeah.
Sareth was out there murking them.
Yes.
But that's what I'm saying. That points to, like, the energy in the room.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's a very rare... Because what they were saying was Sareth kills there, like, all the time.
Yeah.
Mm. And he doesn't elsewhere. So it's like, that's a...
Maybe they came to see him.
Yeah, Sareth might have brought his crowd, dude.
No, he earned it tonight. They didn't cheer loud.
He earned it tonight. Yeah, yeah. He did.
No, I think this...
killing, yeah.
Should we address the sets one at a time?
Sure.
All right, so I went up against someone who did 5 minutes of show and tell.
You fought Carrot Top with Alzheimer's.
Oh, man.
You fought, like, Carrot Top on meth.
He brought his meth in the bag. That was one of the show and tell items.
1 minute, I was like, yeah, we gotta
I knew it wasn't real coke because I didn't ask him for a bump.
You know,
like, I was like,
yeah, you know what I think, guys? I think that whole first set was a setup to let us get comfortable. That we were going to destroy, and then they fucking switch. Came out. Yeah. Joe did it on purpose. That was sneaky, Joe. I see what you're doing, bro.
Themselves in a hole?
Who is that guy? Is he a comic?
Because I was so confident. I was too confident after that when I had our next guy go first.
Yeah. Yeah. And what was the second
Rudy. Yeah, Rudy and Danny Esposito.
Rudy should have got that shit.
Rudy came out half cocked tonight. I've seen him do so much better.
Rudy was on his back foot, dog.
But
but again, also, again, like,
that, love you, Rudy.
Seriously.
They weren't giving Rudy the energy. Like,
Rudy's jokes are way better.
Like, man tits and they're dying at that.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
So,
it's, I'm telling you, it's a room thing.
So the audience was racist. That's what we're getting at.
Can't say that. Don't go that far, man. I won my matchup. The dude I went against was whiter than a paper plate.
Yeah, but Preach, you're one of the good ones, all right? That's
I was trying to stay quiet, but it's definitely not racist. That wasn't the problem.
I'll give Preach his flowers. He beat Sean Murphy.
Yeah, dude. Sean Murphy's like, you crushed it.
Preach kill. Preach kill. That's a fact.
That was the one where I was like, we'll see what happens here, man. And you,
that was the one nigga we was worried about.
Yeah.
We still lost.
I thought it would be him and Eugene, or, well, I knew Chris was going to take Tipper. So
right.
I thought eventually it would be Eugene versus Sean. Because I feel like that, and then you came in and knocked out the park for each.
I feel like they wanted an easy win. Because they might have, like, underestimated Preach. That's why they put Sean.
Definitely.
Yeah, there's no way in hell that happened. Ain't no way in hell.
No, because the Daytona guys don't know you that well.
So why did they get DeAndre then?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was looking at.
Yeah.
They're number two.
That's...
Even though Sean Murphy is, like, the best comic in Daytona.
Yeah. I think that's don't know you. I think you should put the best against the best.
Yeah. All right, so we covered mine. We covered Rudy's. We covered Preach's. Brian? We kind of covered yours.
I went against Sarethne.
Yeah.
He had the first like set where like everything he was saying was working.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was other people had good, like Matt, you had a good set beforehand, you know?
Yep.
But his set was hit like consistently.
Yeah, he had like per minute was like crazy, like per whatever. Like,
yeah, last per minute.
I think I had harder laughter than he did.
Yeah.
I think like a couple of my jokes hit harder than his, but his was more consistent. So I gotta give it to the guy, you know, like he.
But I was also surprised at the joke that you picked second.
Yeah.
That's not what I thought you were gonna go with. Yeah. I don't think that's your strongest joke.
But I feel like that was the joke that hit the hardest, the massage therapy joke.
Oh, sorry, not that one.
She wasn't paying attention. She fucking.
No, the walking in on the parents.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, what is he doing? I thought he was
going to
do the usual
That's Brian's wife and daughter.
Just roasting his head.
Do better.
All right. And then, Rafiq, who'd you go up against?
I went up against Tim Baylock. I thought Tim had a good set. I ain't going to even front like that. I thought we both had good sets. I think it was bullshit that we got.
Y'all are the only ones that had a joke-off.
Right.
But if it came down to the joke-off, I think you should have won that one off based off the joke off.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even remember the set. The set was too hard. I'm not even gonna lie.
But one of the things also that happens in contests is like little things. Like, so for example, if they're bringing you up, right, and Adam, the host, is like, make some noise for Rafiq
Shireen.
Yeah, Shireen. Yep.
And then. Excuse me. And then he goes, make some noise for Tim Baylock. That little fluctuation.
He was doing that.
He even called Tibbert the headliner, too.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, he said that.
What?
No. He said he's headlined here. So.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
Oh, he was doing that.
Well, he mentioned that both of y'all had credits.
The last one, too, to Christopher, he was like, oh, he has his own comedy thing. And then for whatever the guy's name.
From the beginning of the show.
He headlines here all the time. Yeah.
When he introduced Chris, introduced the captains and said Chris, like he said Chris and, you know, and everyone cheered. But when he said representing Daytona, like he took it up from the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I noticed that.
But it's, I can't even be mad because, again, it's what that sort of area responds well to. Because, I mean, even like I'm going over, like even Kevin said, and there's really not anything I would have done differently. Because I mean, the meth around the ring of the like tequila glass, and the I cry when I jerk off, and now I jerk off when I cry. It's like if that stuff's gonna win, then it's not something I could have done differently.
Yeah.
I will say, for me, me and the joke off, I would change the joke that I pulled out at the end. But the fucking float was already off. I did a Tinder bit to a fucking older audience.
I was saying that in the back the whole time. I was like, I cannot believe you just picked a Tinder joke for a bunch of 80-year-old people.
Well, they were all married. Again, I didn't even know that we were going to be doing this to...
I know. Right. Yeah. Like, you got put on the spot.
Next closer, like,
he had longer than Tim did. Tim had to go up first.
Yeah.
True.
I was thinking that too. That was messed up.
Yeah. But then, again, like, we were the only two who had to do a joke off.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't the fucking before us. Was Brian before?
No, I was before you.
Yeah.
No, wait. Rudy was.
Rudy was before.
Rudy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Adam was saying, like, oh, this is close, and they went back and forth, and then they just picked somebody. Yeah. And then for us, like me and Tim, it became a, oh, let's do a joke-off because it's too close. And it's right. Like, so what are we doing? Are we doing joke-offs? Because then, it would have been nice to be told that beforehand.
Also, what Rudy would usually win that happens joke-off. When they do that sort of thing, you can tell who won the first time. Then they switch it up and make them vote again. And they usually vote differently than they did the first time.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
So it's like, and so there was one where, he redid it. And I was Danny? Like, huh?
Esposito or,
Yeah, Danny and Rudy.
Yeah.
He redid it a couple times.
And I was like, no. Like, cause this is, and again, I don't think it's malicious.
No.
I just think once you start making them vote multiple times, it changes everything up.
Yeah. We're doing recounts until we get the votes we want.
Well, they also didn't change up the making sure the comics weren't laughing, or not laughing, but cheering at, in the back
until
Brian.
Yeah, when did that fucking come into, like,
my thing?
No, that came into play,
yeah.
Which I get, but I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
They had more people.
I think they thought about it since me and my mom were there.
Yeah.
And so it's like, especially, like, you notice, like, oh, this is odd.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was... had a ton of people.
Yeah. Because a bunch of the Brevard people were outside.
Yeah. And so we covered. We're on. Noah and Sarah. What'd you say, Sarah McLaughlin?
Sarah McLaughlin. Yeah. fuck that lesbian with a guitar. I'm kidding, but look,
she was so nice.
She was so funny and so nice. But look, like I get it.
What happened, dude? 2 weeks ago, and she's funny. And then
she's very
tonight,
funny.
Halfway through the song, I was like, damn, this is still falling.
Did she go over her time? I felt like she went pretty far over her time.
She did seven.
Damn.
Rudy ran the hell out of his life.
Yeah, because he told me, dude, he was like, she did seven, you can do seven. And I was like, I can't do seven.
You can do seven. You can do fucking do 15.
What's wrong with you?
I know, but I fucked up. But look, I don't have,
I don't have a guitar.
So part of the confusion, too, though, is like, nobody explained, was the light the cutoff or was the light... like, hey, you've already gone over.
I think it's a 1 minute light.
I treated it like a minute
light,
as well.
It's always the light, but
1 minute light.
But sometimes it seemed like he gave the light at 4:30, 5 o'clock, 5 minutes.
I don't think
as soon as I got the light, I was like, all right, that's my set, and I'm done. Like,
yep. And to be honest, and I said this already, Noah, you had her beat the first 3 or 4 minutes.
Did I?
Yeah.
And another thing about contests, it's very hard to beat.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying
because
to say.
The audience,
like,
gives them credit for the fact that they can play the guitar.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Which has nothing to do with telling jokes.
The second that fucking bitch. The second that lovely girl pulled out her guitar, I was like, fuck. Like, it was just like.
The song wasn't funny for real.
No, it
they
was just.
Really laughing during it. It's just that she played the guitar really well.
Exactly. Yeah. It was like, wow, she's funny. Or she does comedy and is a musician. Like, literally, that was like half of it.
Noah's about to do some horror bits from his set.
I had to resort to calling that old bitch in the crowd. I was like,
shout out to Noah Fleming.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure everybody knows
he
name,
loves
dude.
Women.
I love. Yeah, especially lesbians with guitars. I love them.
Eugene was watching her win and just clearing his throat.
Fuck.
Rock band, dude.
So, Eugene went third to last, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think he had to hit the hill.
Yeah, she did.
Well,
I knew she was going to do well.
Did you two go before Heather or after?
Before Heather.
Yeah.
I was before Heather.
I knew Heather was going to wash whoever she went up against.
Yeah, because Annie was late.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But you guys before them to make sure she was there in time.
And you went up against Andre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you did your fucking Eugene thing, dude.
Yeah, it wasn't. I still felt they were trying not to film
me. Yeah.
A little bit.
I was like, what the fuck wrong with y'all?
I
know it's, yeah, all right.
I don't think she was black.
You know, we're complaining about technicalities and shit, but we were talking about washing them hands down no matter what.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah, I gotta give them credit.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
They brought it harder than I thought they would. They had last minute changes that were interesting choices.
Yeah.
Outside of the obvious, I don't think anybody had a particularly bad set.
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Besides Joe.
Yeah.
Besides Joe. Yeah. Fuck, dude.
The nigga that went first.
I asked that guy for Bed Bath.
I was like, damn. Low key, the girl who went with Heather Hill.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I was terrible. It wasn't all that.
They didn't really like her.
She had sunglasses on, and I hated her.
Yeah.
She was too fabulous for that audience.
Like
she was. Yeah. They didn't like her.
Yeah. They
didn't. She was fabulous.
So
I think they liked her jokes about how trashy Daytona is.
They're fucking Daytona
crowd. That's exactly why. And that's why she got cheers. But Heather was actually funny.
Meth on a rim glass, like you said.
Yeah.
It's a Daytona joke, which, again, works within a certain radius of Daytona.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the guy at the end was like, audience member came up and was like, Adam shouldn't have said where each comedian was from.
That's a good point.
Because that's a good point.
Makes a bias.
Yep.
Yeah. Of course they're
going to
vote for that person.
Once again, I won my match.
So then it came down to 4-4 captains at the end. So go ahead, Chris. What happened?
I honestly am more curious than what you guys' opinion is on what happened.
You shit the bed!
No, well, Damn!
Just kidding.
The first thing that I was saying was, when's the last time Chris has done 5 minutes? Because you went up there and you did your long setups before the punchline, and so they heard 4 jokes and you got 4 punchline laughs.
Yeah. The same thing that happened to me happened to you.
This nigga had 167 punchlines.
Yeah. And Tibbert came up with hit.
They weren't. I think your jokes were funnier.
Yeah.
I just think he had more jokes, but then
if Cat Williams was in the back cocking jokes per minute.
The laughs per minute, sir.
I wouldn't say the laughs per minute. Like you said, it was goofy words.
Jokes per minute. Yeah, jokes per minute.
Yep.
Punchlines per minute.
One-liners usually do better in shorter formats, though, because you can fit more of them in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, honestly, yeah, I think ultimately you were doomed in a five-minute set.
Yeah, that is what happened.
The energy was different.
Who went up first?
Chris went first.
Chris went first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They laughed at, they did.
Oh, yeah.
But it was just consistent laughter. It wasn't like belly laugh. It was just. They also flipped the format at the end because, like, weren't we picking who was going to go up next?
Yeah, but when it came down to a tie, it made more sense to do a coin flip for.
But then here's the other thing.
Okay.
If we're doing the coin flip, right? And then we're on stage.
Yeah.
Then I have to walk back off stage after the coin flip just to turn around and come right back on stage.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
Awkward and weird.
Yeah, there's a couple
of awkward. So it's like,
right. But I think this whole show was a little awkward and weird because it was the first show of the Versus thing, and he was still working out the kinks. That's why it took 3 sets to to figure out, okay, let's make sure the comics aren't cheering in the back. And like the one time that we did a joke off, and then that was kind of weird.
And then never again.
Yeah.
At the same time, and like, I can't, I don't want to do too much complaining, because at the end of the day, like, Kevin had the best set I've ever seen him have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hands down.
He,
like,
killed it.
Obviously, like, prepared his five minutes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That nigga went to, like, that nigga sold his soul for that shit.
Daytona the whole time.
Palm Coast instead?
Nah.
No. I mean, it's the same here.
No, it should have been like.
Should have been.
What's in the middle?
Yeah, somewhere.
No, not Cocoa.
Like Orlando. Or.
Could have done Moon Room. That would have been. Yeah, hold on. Do you know how bad they would have lost if we did it in the Moon Room?
Yeah. So it's like,
I was going to say that, like.
Seriously.
I know it's not neutral ground, but Moon Room has a more youthful. Or dude, all those people were.
Yeah.
I mean, look at. I mean,
they're dying like next week. Half of them.
But still, like, that would have been a fairer, like, way more fair, bro. Like, what?
I honestly felt like that.
I'm not trying to blame the room. I'm just like.
It certainly didn't help.
I felt like that was
blaming the room. It's their fault.
Plus, in our favor, to be honest with you,
because we're really? Cleaner.
Yeah, because we're cleaner. Like, they're dirtier comics.
No, but that room liked the dirty.
Yeah.
Once like, again, speak for y'all say. Yeah. A nigga worked clean and I won my match.
But those were, honestly, those were, like simple-minded, drunk, little, dirty people. So, like, that's just what they gravitated toward.
Yeah.
Anytime somebody was up there telling cum jokes or dick jokes or meth jokes, that's what they liked. So it's like, when you're in that situation, it almost doesn't really matter.
The first guy pulled out meth.
Yeah. Literally, literally.
I hated him.
So, and also what I'm chopping it up to is literally tomorrow night, I'm driving back to Daytona to headline Beaches.
Yeah.
Right. A place that doesn't headline any of those Daytona comics. So,
that means
something.
Well, right. Yeah. Like
yeah.
You said, I don't think there's anything you could have done
to
win.
Yeah, you did say that on the pod when we were calling all them out. You're like, even if I lose, I'm gonna go headline and they're gonna go back to the knock.
Yeah. But I mean, it's just one of those things.
Yep.
Again, I always put it on myself. I try to always put it on myself.
Yeah.
Because like I said, there shouldn't really be any circumstance where we lose to that team.
Yeah.
Yep.
So adjustments have to be.
Well, so moving forward for Adam, what can they do differently to make it more even?
I think by the last couple of sets, they kind of started to have it figured out. They got to make sure the comics aren't involved in the responses, the cheering or whatever.
But I feel like the comics and the people who come with the comics, like other comedians that aren't performing, like me and Bailey, shouldn't have been able to yell. Like Rob Ford.
Oh my
wasn't
God.
On the stage, but
Rob Forrest, he was wild.
He shouldn't have been able.
Rob, if you're listening, you gonna get fucked up.
That nigga laughed at everybody jokes that was from Daytona.
Yeah, what the fuck, Rob?
Didn't laugh at none of our jokes, and he ain't even from Daytona.
I'm not gonna lie, when they said only the crowd laugh,
no, I threw in a couple. Rob laughed loud as hell.
Yeah.
He was.
He knew. Yeah.
He was tweaking. Yeah.
Yeah, he was going hard for him.
I got that nigga laugh on all my reels.
Yeah.
My damn Rob Ford here.
So neutral ground.
More neutral. Yeah.
More neutral.
Don't say where the comedian is from.
Yep. Yes.
Before they go up.
We need a neutral host too. Yeah. Nothing against Adam. I'm just saying.
I think he tried to be neutral, but he works with them so much, it was hard for him to be neutral.
Yeah.
But I think he tried.
Rob introduced himself as Switzerland. He's like, I'm the neutral between the two teams.
Yeah, he did.
He did. No. Yeah.
How could he say that? Because he was just complaining before the show. Every time I drive down to fucking Bugsy's. That room's not packed.
Rob? And
who said that?
Rob?
Oh, yeah. Well,
Rob's been there 3 times.
On site.
On site. Get him, Bailey. Rob, Brian Zotta's going to beat your ass, Rob.
Rob, if you listen and come through to Mugsy's Thursday, you go up first.
I'll see you there.
You know what I can't wait for? I want to hear what Antoine's got to say. Here we are driving back in this Sprinter van, dude.
Yeah, by the way, are we going to Bucky's or?
No, we are not.
Which way are we going?
I don't want a sad pulled pork sandwich, man.
Yeah, I do.
This sounds like the sad kids who lost on a soccer league.
Papa.
I'm glad we set up the competition between y'all before we lost this. So that we can still settle it.
Yeah.
But it was funny because, like, even when Adam was, like, talking about, like, the wild card stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't even want to do that. Like, I just don't. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Like, I mean, for me, I would rather. Because, like, before this, I was saying there's really no upside. So I would rather spend the money, you know, renting the van and then bringing comics out.
Yeah, but would have been so much cooler if we won. Like,
no shit.
No, that's a really good point, man. Actually, yeah.
I don't think we thought of that.
I don't give a fuck.
So even after this show, right? So they beat us.
Yep.
What is going on in Daytona now?
The NOG.
Speed race.
The NOG.
Daytona 500. I don't know.
And beaches where they're constantly hiring out of town comics because they don't trust any other locals to do it. So for me, it's just, I just want to focus on what makes money and what matters. So, like,
all right, Eugene, you to Captain.
I can do 5 minutes.
Y'all will refer to me as Captain.
Yeah, we should have put Bailey up against Joe in the first one.
That
would have
been more fair.
Awesome,
that
would have been awesome
if she would have went up there and just started pulling drugs out.
Here's my bag of fat. Y'all in?
No, you had all the cool kid drugs, like, y'all ate ecstasy?
This is my Lexapro.
I got some Adderall. Antidepressants.
As soon as that guy came out up with a bag,
it's such a bad sign.
I was like, Matt, you're going, and you were like, you just kept shaking your head, like, yeah.
I will give him credit for sticking to the bit.
Yeah,
for the entire 5 minutes, he just kept pulling things out of the bag.
What was the last thing?
It was goggles.
I left.
Yeah, that was it.
I walked up to him and I was like, can I get all those drugs? Like, he was like, no, they're all fake. I was like, you pussy. Like,
how dare he?
That's
misinformation.
I asked Sean Murphy, I was like, so what are you going to pull out of your drug bag?
Sareth?
Sareth.
Sareth. Yeah, yeah. Sareth murdered.
Sareth MVP on this team, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, in my opinion. The fucking Heather Hill. What the fuck?
Yeah.
In between
heard Preach.
I know Preach, but yeah. You know, I just had to go with that bitch.
Yeah. Oh, you can't call her that. She listens.
I love you.
Yeah, I'm just shout out to Heather Hill.
Yeah.
But honestly, that's what made me feel so bad, because then Heather Hill came in and tied it up.
Put it all on you, dude.
In my round. So it's like,
Heather did so good.
Yeah, she did.
I loved her set today. Yeah. It was new material, mostly new material. Like, I haven't heard it before.
Yeah.
And I go to comedy shows quite often. So to see her do new material was so exciting. I love when she does it. And then I was talking to, what's his name's wife? The one with the gray shirt that was milking his boots.
Uh-huh.
I was talking to his wife afterward. And she was like, yeah, I didn't expect that. And then same with Adam's wife. She was like, yeah, I didn't expect that either. And she was so funny. I was like, yeah, because she's funny. She's hilarious. Yeah,
she's
like,
a beast.
People sleep on the fact that she's been working at this for a while. The same with Sareth.
She also has to be up at 5 a.m. tomorrow.
I heard her say it. Patrick was... Patrick was sitting there around and being like, hey, Heather, you know, you ever want to come out and do a set? And Heather literally goes, I've hit you up 4 or 5 times.
Damn.
Yeah, she said it.
Has he not seen her grow up?
She said, if I wanted a man to lie to me, then I just get married again.
I was like, oh, she's giving him hell.
Yeah, she would. I feel like people underestimate her.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah, we do. I did.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Heather's good.
Sean Murphy came out swinging, man. If Preach didn't kill as hard as he did, that would have been in their favor as well.
Yeah.
Preach killed. That was. I never met Sean Murphy.
You clutched it. Yeah.
Respect.
Yeah.
Big respect to Sean Murphy. Esposito
was the only one that was really truly worth.
Esposito.
What's his name? Not Esposito.
You talking about Tibbert?
No.
Sareth.
Danny. What's his last name?
Danny Esposito.
Why he said it like that?
Well, because they both did. They both did okay. I didn't think that either one of them.
No, I'm saying I've seen.
Yeah.
Who I thought was the best.
Yeah.
The
only two people I feel like really killed on their team was Red. Yeah. Did amazing, and then the guy at the end.
Tibbert. Yeah, Tibbert killed it, man.
Chris.
He came in hot.
He had everything planned out. He knew exactly.
Was it really, dude? Was that his grandparents? Fucking cheating ass.
No, just kidding.
Hey, all things considered, I thought we had a fun
time. Yeah, Bailey, you can hold it right in the middle, I think.
Yeah, I thought we had
fun.
Because we got us. You can hold it forward, Brian. Yeah. So, I can... I mean, the battery's almost dead. You guys feel good about that?
No.
Nobody feels good right now, actually.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. And that was a podcast.
We should have won.
It's over with. Yeah. Congrats to the winner.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations to Daytona Beach, you guys.
You got stuck.
Yeah. No, they earned it. They earned it.
So to Sareth and Kevin both had the best sets I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Also, they're kind of gay.
That's what Brady said on his story.
Yeah.